Okay, there is an idea found in many of the Sifrei Kabbalah, but it's one that is very—it's very much well known. It's an idea found, referenced in the Zohar at some point now. It's found in many places in the writings of the Shlach HaKadosh, quoting the Rambam Yippano. The Pnei Yoshua quotes it, and that is an idea that there are 600,000 letters in Chumash, and that those 600,000 letters correspond to 600,000 Jews, as the Megala Amukos says it. That every Jew has a certain connection to one of the letters in Chumash. Bechein Yisrael, and even the name Yisrael is Notrikan. Rosh Tevos 4, Yesh Shishim Ribo Osios LaTorah. There are 600,000 letters in the Torah. This idea is always relevant. It happens to be in Parshas Yisro, I guess, Veschanan and Shuas. Happens to be relevant also to Matan Torah. Yerugas Habosem in Parshas Yisro points out that part of Matan Torah, part of the experience of Matan Torah, was that when the Torah was given to us, we were able to properly experience, to properly identify our chelek in Torah. When the Torah was given over, the letters are all there, and we were able to see, like, oh, that's my letter. And I could see, like, that's my friend's letter. That was part of Kabbalah HaTorah, was that we were given over Torah in a way in which we'd be able to identify that we have a unique chelek in Torah, that we all have a unique chelek in Torah. The problem, as pointed out by a variety of achronim, is that there are not 600,000 letters in Torah. There are rather 304,805. Not bad. We are more than halfway there, but we are a couple hundred thousand off from these 600,000. And that was a subject of major debate. What exactly is happening with all of the how we are off by that much? Reuben Margolios wrote a sefer called Hamikra VaHamisora. He has a chapter. Page Mem Aleph there in the Sefer. It's something that Yaakov Kamenetsky references. He has his own suggestion in the back of the Sefer Emes Yaakov, where he has a lot of different suggestions exactly what is going on here. The Pnei Yoshua has perhaps is one of the most famous mekoros on it. Pnei Yoshua is commenting on the Gemara in Kiddushin on Daf Lamed. The Gemara in Kiddushin says that the Rishonim were called Sofrim. The earlier generations were called counters. So you sofrim kola osio shebet Torah, because they would count all the different letters in the Torah. The Gemara goes on to explain even that they were more bekiyim in previous generations with chaseros v'yaseros, with knowing all the counts of the letters, but anan lo bekiyim, we aren't so on top of this at all. The Pnei Yoshua points out, once we're talking about how they were sofrim counting the letters, I have to ask the question that we find in Sfarim Kadmonim. We find this idea that every Jew, 600,000 letters, is nisgar b'zohar. So what exactly is going on? So he has a couple suggestions. One suggestion he has is that, you know, it's pretty much halfway there. So one suggestion he has is that when we talk about 600,000, we mean not only the letters themselves, but the Targum also came from Har Sinai. We mean the letters with the Targum. This relates to an idea in general about why we learn Shnayim Mikra, Echad Targum, because that also came from Maimon Har Sinai. The Targum, if you put it together, that gets, you know, more or less 600,000. That's what the Pnei Yoshua suggests. Alternatively, he suggests that we know when Torah is given over, it's given over on two levels. There's the Kri and there's the Ksiv. There's the way that Chumash is written and there's the way that it is said over. Sometimes there is a difference even between the way that it's said and the way that it's written. Suggests to Pnei Yoshua that I think that's more or less, again, to get us in the general direction, the Kri and the Ksiv pretty much doubles. And in that way, we're able to get to that particular number. There is an additional mahalach. There are many mahalachim, but there's one that I'd like to focus on a little bit. It's a mahalach of Reuven Margolios there in Hamikra Masora. It is also a wonderful gift from Chutz La'aretz last week. Rav Lisha Sandler, Mashkiach and Chayashiv, has a beautiful sefer that he put out on. It's Ma'amarim of Hashkafa and Musar surrounding Limud HaTorah in general and Limud Gemara in particular. A beautiful, beautiful sefer, at least the sections I've gone through thus far, where he has this mahalach also, and it's a really intriguing idea. Reuven Margolios points out as follows. If you look in the Yerushalmi, in Maseches Shkalim, so Torah is given over with an Eish Shchora as well as an Eish Levana. There are black letters and there are white letters. And there are those who suggest, if you look at a cloth, so the Kedusha of the Sefer Torah is not only in the letters that are written there, but there's also what the Chazal refer to as like a white fire. There are letters that a person can't identify. But there's also a ksav of Sefer Torah, like the Ramban points out in Sagdama, this Perish on Chumash, that all the Torah is the name of Hashem. We have to know how to organize things, how to restructure things, that there are the letters that we see, and there are the letters that we don't see, the white spaces in between, in between the parshios, in between the letters, in between the columns of Shiras HaZinu and the like, that there's extra space which is present, which there also there are letters. We can't see them or identify them, but there are osios, which Chazal say happen to be there. That's why the Gemara says in Moed Katan, on Daf Chavav, Haroa Sefer Torah, Shenisraf, if I see a Sefer Torah that got burned, I have to Tzarech Likro Shtayim. I have to tear Kriya twice. Once for the letters and once for the cloth. Why am I tearing for the cloth? Hare the cloth. That's not the letters. The letters is what's really the ikker. Elamai, because the cloth also has a kedusha because there are letters kibyachol there, even though we can't actually see them. That's the Eish Levana that Chazal referred to of the letters that we can't necessarily see, but happen to very much be there. Rabbi Sandler points out. He quotes that same vor from the Nesivos. And the Hagdama to the Tshuvas of the Marsham in the second Chelek, he quotes this from the Nesivos. Kinei b'toriyish mekomos haksuvim. There are places that we could see, letters we could see. V'yishgam mekomos pnuyim v'reikanim b'torah. There's empty places on the Torah. Kimo bein chumash l'chumash, between Bereishis and Shemos, and also bein parsha l'parsha. There are always separations. Aval be'emes lo reiku. In truth, even though it looks empty, so it's not really true. Kigam sham mali osios nistarim vignuzim she'enam nira la'ayin. There are letters there that a person can't see. When Chazal come along and Chazal say that there are 600,000 letters, they mean not the letters that you could just see in the text. They mean there are letters taking up the spaces that are also there surrounding it. That suggests, Reuven Margolios, is pshat in Chazal, when Chazal say that the earlier generations were sofrim, and they were able to count the osios in chumash, and anan are lo bikiyim. We don't know how to count, yeseros v'chaseros. What do you mean we don't know? This is not the most challenging thing in the world. It requires a degree of discipline and focus to count 300,000 letters. That much I will say, but it doesn't. What's the bikiyas here? What's the expertise here, dafka? So he suggests it's because they knew how to identify those hidden letters. Also, they knew how to identify those other chalakim. We can't. We just see white, but people who have a certain expertise, a capacity to see in that hidden world are able to do it. And the Sivas goes one step further, and Rabbi Sandler elaborates on it in very, very beautiful terms. What this means is as follows. Every Jew has a chelek to a part of Torah. But for some Jews, their chelek in Torah is identified with a revealed section of Chumash. There are Jews that their relationship to Torah comes a little bit more naturally. There are Jews that their relationship to Torah comes in a way where they can identify it, understand it, and they can point to it. There are people like that who are able to, Yesh Neshamas Yisrael, Haru'uyim Lidavik B'Osios HaTorah, and they can see, identify what it is. And there are other people that it comes significantly less naturally. There are other people that have a harder time identifying their Chelek in Torah. I look at it, V'yesh She'enam Ru'uyim Lidavik B'Osios, and they look and all they see is emptiness, but it's really not there. And that's what they can see on some level. And the Torah here of Yeshishim Riba Osios, that there's 600,000 letters, means that for every single person, they have an Os in Torah. Oh, but I can't see it that much. You can't see it that much. It doesn't mean it's not there. And there are Jews that part of the Avod, that when it comes less naturally, is being able to strengthen, develop, and deepen that connection so they can feel that connection, because even sometimes it doesn't come as naturally. I would just add that I believe it says in the Sifrei Chassidus, the Kedushas Levi quotes, I believe, in one context, Siva Shalom as well, that when you talk about the relative Kedusha of a Sefer Torah, those who suggest that there is an extra level of Kedusha in the white spaces surrounding even more than the letters themselves. In a certain sense, what may be going on here, there's a certain level of Kedusha that those who are connected to Torah very naturally, they can identify. There's a Kedusha in the Osios. But there is an even deeper level, an even deeper connection that a person who's not as naturally connected, but in that place can work hard and in that place can feel a certain kind of revelation that they're able to experience that. And Matan Torah, the Arugas Bosom says, everyone could look up and they could feel that. They could identify that. Post Matan Torah, so all we see are some of us have letters we can point to, and some of us, it's a little bit more of an avoda. But those hidden letters become very, very important. In that sense, Matan Torah was a time, Klal Yisrael, every Jew has a chelek, every Jew has an os in Torah. The Aruch Sabosim suggests in Parshas Yisro that in Matan Torah, part of the godless of Matan Torah was our ability to identify our letter and the letters of our friends. We could all be able to identify those letters. But there aren't 600,000, so we quoted a couple of Mahalchim. Mahalchim Pnei Yoshua, maybe it's chumash with targum, or maybe it's chumash, the kri and the ksiv, the way you say yesh im lamikra, yesh im lamisora, the way that you say it, the way that it's written, and then you get closer to 1,000. A lot of other theories that are out there, Ruvi Margolyev quotes a bunch of them. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, again, in the back of the Sefer Emes Yaakov, has his own cheshbon for how to get close to that particular number. But the last idea that we were quoting, an idea that comes from the Sivos, from Margolyos, and Rabbi Sandler develops at length, is that maybe certain letters are not letters that we just see, but the letters that are the Eish Levana, the letters that are there we can identify. In the previous Doros, they were able to identify. In the previous generations, they were on such a level. Rishonim, Nikra Sofrim, they could count all the letters, even though the letters, again, based on the Ramban, the letters of Sefer Torah, can be reorganized at times in different ways. And this idea that there are some Jews whose Chelek and Torah is more revealed, and some Jews' Chelek and Torah is a little bit harder to find, and that's what we daven for, B'Sein Chalkenu, B'Sora Secha, is that for all of us, to be able to find and identify our Chelek and Torah. For those for whom it comes more naturally, and for those it comes less naturally, and sometimes it's Dafkan those that it comes less naturally, that there's even more Kedusha once they're able to find it, to discover it, and to be able to extract it. Have a wonderful rest of your day.